Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking, coming to you over the world, visiting boys and girls, no matter where you are. And I'm sitting on your bedside table, and my candle glows, and I'm here to tell you stories of what I've experienced when I visit boys and girls all over the world. I was visiting with one young man, and he was telling me, "Mr. Candle, do you know, my dad was telling me about Dagwood and Blondie." And I said, "Oh, yes, they're old cartoon characters. Yes, they've been around for a long, long time. Dagwood and Blondie and Baby Dumpling." And he says, "You know, Mr. Candle, Dagwood did something really nice." I said, "Well, is that right? What did Dagwood do?" "Well, Dagwood would always like to have a sandwich in the evening, and he would go out and make it himself. And Blondie let him do it. Never went out to help him, never went out to get in his way, but she just let him do it." You like that, huh? "Yes, I do. I think that's wonderful. I wish my mommy would let me do that." "Well, why don't you ask her? Say, Mommy, may I go out and make my own sandwich and make it the way I want?" And your mommy will say, "Well, what have you got in mind?" And then you say, "Well, I've been looking at the Dagwood cartoon, and I thought that Dagwood's sandwich was really great." "So you think the Dagwood sandwich is really great?" "Yes, I think Dagwood's sandwich is really great." "Well, for a six-year-old, you're just a little young to be going out and making sandwiches like that, but who knows? What did your mother say?" "Well, my mom said, 'Okay, Freddie, you can go out and make your Dagwood sandwich. Now, Freddie, would you like me to help you, or do you want to do it all by yourself?'" And I said, "Mommy, I want to do it all by myself. And please, Mommy, no peeking." "Okay, Freddie, I believe in you because I know you have good manners, and I know that you know how the right things to do and just have lots of fun. So you go ahead, and I won't peek." And Freddie's mother went into the living room and took a magazine, sat down, and started to read it. And Freddie went out into the kitchen, and he looked around the kitchen, and he said, "My, my, my, what shall I do first? I have freedom to do what I want to do. Wow!" And then he said, "Now, if I make a mess, I got to clean it up. So I'm going to be careful about making a mess." So Freddie went to the counter by the sink, and he got a chair, and he got up on the chair, and he stood on the chair next to the counter by the sink. And then he says, "Oh, shucks." And so he got down again. And he went to the refrigerator, and he got out the peanut butter, and he got out the jelly, and he got out the ham, and he got out the pickles, and he got out the lettuce, and he got out the tomatoes, and he got out the avocados, and what all Freddie didn't get out of the refrigerator. And he piled it up on the counter by the sink. And then he said, "Well, I need some, oh, yes, 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 I got some bread." Well, he found a hamburger bun. And he thought, "Now that is just perfect." And it was a king-size hamburger bun. Not a normal size, but a king-size hamburger. And you know, Mr. Count, that king-size hamburger bun was just what I had in mind. And so, then he got out the butter, and he got out the ketchup, and he got out the mustard, and he got out everything that he could think of. And little by little, he started to build this sandwich. And then he realized that the sandwich had to be in layers because it would fall apart. So he built the sandwich and put the lettuce on, and he put the salad on, and the pickles on, and he put all of the things on. And then he put some ham on, and then he put some chicken on there, and then he put another layer of bread on, because he brought out the loaf of bread too. And then on top of that, he started putting peanut butter and jelly, and then he started another layer, and then he put some honey, and he put some cereal. That's right, I put cereal there, Mr. Kendall. And I took some Cherry Oats, I took some crackers, cracklets, I took all the different kinds of cereal. We had six kinds of cereal in the refrigerator, and I didn't want all of them, not in the refrigerator, but I mean in the cupboard. And so I took two boxes, and I spread them on top of my sandwich. But when I got done, my sandwich was as high as my hand standing up on the edge of the counter. And I thought, no, that's not too big. So I took the sandwich, and I put it on a plate. And then I set the plate aside, and I cleaned up everything on the kitchen counter. I took all of the food and put it back in the refrigerator, back in the cupboard. I took all of the crumbs that I made, and I brushed it into the wastebasket. And I took a cloth, and I wiped off the counter. I made it all nice. I washed the knife and the spoons that I was using to make my sandwich. And then I put them back in the drawer after I dried them. And then I took my sandwich and I put it on a tray, and I took a big glass of milk, and Mom had some chocolate milk in the refrigerator, and boy, oh boy, would that go good with that. And I took this glass of chocolate milk and I went in the living room and I said, Mom, close your eyes. Mom always likes to play games with me. And so she closed her eyes. And she said, well, what surprise do you have for me? And he said, just close your eyes. So Mom closed her eyes. Aunt Freddie walked into the living room holding this plate and holding the tray. Had a glass of chocolate milk on there. And he set it on the TV tray, the TV dinner folder. And he sat down. He said, Mom, you look now. So Mother opened her eyes. Well, Freddie, that's a humongous sandwich. You could eat that all by yourself? Well, Mommy, if I can't eat it all, I'll save some for later. But I think you probably will have to. But you just eat and enjoy. So Freddie started to eat, and he just couldn't get his mouth over the entire sandwich. And Mommy says, Freddie, would you like me to help you there? I'll cut the sandwich so you can handle it better. Oh, that'd be a good idea, Mommy. Thank you so much. And she went out in the kitchen and got a knife, and she came back and cut the sandwich for Freddie. And then she says, Freddie, where did you make that sandwich? And he said, in the kitchen. And she said, I don't see any evidence that you made a sandwich in the kitchen. That kitchen is spick and span. There's not even a crumb on the floor. What did you do? Well, I just was very careful, and I made it, and then I cleaned up. Oh, Freddie, I am so proud of you. I always know you do the right thing, and I always know that you can do anything, Freddie. Oh, Freddie, you're so talented. You're so good. Oh, Freddie, I'm so proud of you. And Freddie looked up at his mommy, and he beamed, and he says, yes, Mom, that's what I like to be. And Freddie ate a little sandwich, about a third of it. And then he said, Mommy, I've got to put the rest away. And Mommy said, well, let's take some paper, some wax paper, and let's fold it up in the paper so it'll stay fresh for you. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you. Can I do that? Well, sure. Come on in the kitchen. So they went in the kitchen. And Mother got out the roll of wax paper, and she ripped off a piece. And Freddie took the wax paper and set it on the counter. Then he took the rest of the sandwich and put it on the wax paper and began to fold the edges, but they wouldn't fold right. And Mommy said, well, would you like a little help on that? Well, yeah, sure. Okay. So Mommy says, now, Freddie, I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to show you how I do it. Now, first you take the sandwich and center it right on the wax paper. So Freddie put the sandwich right in the middle, measuring it with his fingers on each side to make sure that he had it right in the middle. And then he took one piece of one side and held it up over the top. That's the way, Freddie. Now, keep your thumb right on that one piece you got on top, and bring the other piece up with the other hand, and then slip it under your thumb and hold it in place. Oh. Now, you keep holding it, then you reach to the other side, and you pull that piece of paper up and slip it under your thumb. And now you take the other side, and you take that paper up and fold it under your thumb. Well, Mommy, that's good, but what's to keep the wax paper in place? Well, Freddy, now comes the trick. You take your fingers and you reach to the bottom of the sandwich while you keep your fingers holding the wax paper up there. And you pick up the whole sandwich and gently turn it right over on the plate. Oh, Mom, that's great. And the paper is held in place by the sandwich. Oh, Mom, that's so super. Well, it works. And Freddy took his sandwich and put it on an empty shelf in the refrigerator because he didn't want it to get bumped. And closed the refrigerator door gently but firmly. And he said, Mom, you're the greatest. And Mom said, Freddy, you're wonderful. I'm so proud of you. And Freddy went into his bedroom and told me all about his adventure. Told me all about what he did with his mom. And I said, Freddy, you are really a wonderful boy. You know how to make a Dagwood sandwich, and you make it so beautifully, so creatively. Your creative imagination is just utterly amazing. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you. Oh, Freddy, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming in with his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you, and then you'll go to sleep and you have wonderful dreams of making Dagwood sandwiches. How about that? Oh, really, Mr. Candle? Well, why not? You can dream about anything you like. Now, jump into bed and call your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug and a big kiss and say, Mommy, I love you, Daddy, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then snuggle down under the covers and have a good night's sleep. And I'll be back another time to visit you, so you just remember that I'm Mr. Candle, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.